listening.
W2T.
Well, good afternoon, Rusty. We're just out for a short ride, and I was just stuffing a piece of double mint in my mouth here. Didn't know I'd get called back that quick. But I'm going down to pick up some ice for some homemade ice cream.
Ice cream maker anymore, so I can't make any homemade ice cream, so I have to deal with having store-bought ice cream. Of course, I did get a free half gallon of ice cream last month from Bilo, from where my grocery store is, because it was my birthday, so, you know, and all. And worked the carpenter's table this morning, so I am tired. Worked from 7 to, I got there a little after 7 and worked till 12:15, and made for a long day because of the way we do things now.
Well, that's a real nice thing you do, Rusty, I'll tell you that. We haven't done much. We've been out and did a little work in the yard, and I sprayed a mixture of 2 tablespoons of cayenne pepper, 1 tablespoon of garlic, and a little bit of Dawn. That's what the guy down at the fire department calls it. Dawn dishwasher detergent. And that's supposed to keep the wabbits and stuff away from it.
It'll work for you and everything. But, yeah, and had to use my paper mask up there this morning at the carpenter's table for the, and also. Anyway, but it worked out for right now. But, you know, it worked, and all those things are going on. So it is what it is, as they say.
Roger. Well, I'm going to have to beat Bernice up. She didn't get done with your mask yet, but she will. And she's been busy. This morning she was making what kind of donuts? No fried potato donuts. Chocolate and sugar ones. And she was thinking of making breadsticks later, but we're going to go over to the lake in a little while and take some over there and take this homemade ice cream. And I think I'm going to take a fishing rod and try to drown the worm.
A friend of mine I was talking to the other day, she lived down the Goose Creek area outside of Charleston. And her daughter and son-in-law and grandkids, some of her grandkids live with her. And one of her youngest ones come in the house the other day with a big old worm and wanted to keep it as a pet.
Jordan is the youngest one that got bit by a water moccasin last year. And for his birthday this year, he asked his mom for a snake.
Overbaked, didn't it?
It was shot down pretty quick. He's not scared of snakes, but she wouldn't want having one in the house for a pet. She always picks them up and then moves them and puts them wherever they belong, but if they're up by the house. But last year they had a great big copperhead. I mean a big one across the street at the neighbor's house. And, that one there bit the dust. She don't mess with poisonous ones by any means. Well, we're here at the ice thingy, and so we're going to jump out and get some ice in the cooler, Rusty, and I'll be back in a minute and send 0TR.
All right. Well, I'm not going anywhere. I'm sitting here in front of the computer, relaxing, playing a few games on the computer. Be here later. W2T. To the house to make the ice cream now, huh? What flavor are you going to make?
Oh, just plain old vanilla. Vanilla. Rusty. What's the traffic here? We're out here at Willis's on Highway 14. It's only about 2 miles over here. That's the nicest thing, though. You just put in $2 and you get 20 pounds of ice and it just dumps it right into your pop cooler.
Yeah, I've seen those. They've got several of those around here too, and I haven't used one in a while. But I have known in the past to go use one if I was going to do something. You know, I had something I needed a bunch of ice for, so. Anyway, and all. Well, that's, you know, that's good and everything, so. Sounds like you got a good deal. And all. Well, I prepared strawberries the last few days, and all. I had bought a gallon the first of the week, and I went, those I cleaned and cut up and put in a container in the refrigerator with a little bit of sugar on them, and they're good on cereal and things like that, or just eat out of a bowl. And then here the other day, I went and got another gallon basket of them, and those got all the leaves pulled off of them and pinched, and they went in and rinsed good, and they went into big bags with the air pulled out of them, and they're in the freezer now. So I'm going to have fresh strawberries come December and January and February, you know?
You know, we ought to do that. I never thought of that, Bernice, did you? She did some, she says, before, but we've been getting them out of the garden, and you just get a few at a time, but I don't know, she gets a little Cool Whip thing full of them about every day, don't you, Mom?
Every other day.
And they're really good. A lot of them, the varmint's been around the perimeter, they chew on them, so those aren't no good. And the other ones, if you don't turn them over, seem like they get ripe on one side. So I think we ought to stop down there at the Pete's farm and get some. They bring them down from Strawberry Hill, and they're pretty darn good strawberries.
Well, this is a place called Gray Rock Farm. It's over here at Moore, and it actually is at the point where my church is, the road my church is on, Nazareth Church Road and Anderson Mill Road intersect, where the one dead ends into the other. And, you know, they pick fresh every day. And their people, they've got people who pick fresh strawberries every day. So they start out, they don't have it usually. By the time they open up, put strawberries in there, and by the time they close up the end of the afternoon, they ain't got any left. So they're picking them daily. And these are big and nice and red and ripe and juicy and sweet and everything else, too. And they'll have blackberries here in another around the 1st of June, so I'm looking forward to that, too.
Yeah, I like a few blackberries. Amy's got blackberries coming on over to the lake already. I think it's at the lake, isn't it? And she's got a garden out there. My neighbor's got a nice garden. Amy picked up 4 okra plants for us this morning, and so we're going to try that. We've never growed that. Didn't even know what it looked like on the vine. So we're going to try that. And the veggies this time of year are great, and we got a place we get our tomatoes, and but we got more tomatoes you can stick at coming up, so about latter part of June, won't it? No, I'm not sure. But at any rate, they'll be up one of these days. You want to go downstairs or upstairs with this? You want to make it downstairs, right?
Yeah.
Okay. I'll go down to the basement door then. Okie doke, Rusty. Thanks for jumping in. You have a good day, and you may be hungry for them strawberries now. I like them on ice cream with a shortcake underneath. Oh, boy, that's larrapin' good. You take care. W2T0TR.
All right. Well, we'll catch you later. And when you start producing a lot of okra, if you have any extra, keep me in mind, because you know I like to fry up some every now and again too. Talk to you later. Have a good afternoon. W2T clear and monitoring.